A former church in the middle of one of the most historic neighborhoods in Massachusetts is being demolished following years of attempts to save it. In a neighborhood that cherishes its history, no one in Springfield's McKnight district was sad to see a work crew start tearing down the former church on the corner of St. James Avenue and Clarendon Street. It had been abandoned and blighted for decades. The city had patiently worked with the owners of the property for years, but promises to make repairs and improvements never materialized, and the structure deteriorated to the point where city inspectors determined it to be a threat to public safety. Mayor Dominic Sarno said demolition was the only remaining option.
Where historic preservation makes sense and the money is there and it makes sense for the neighborhood, my administration always pursues that. This building, an old church site, has been a derelict property for many, many years.
Once the lot is cleared, the city will offer it for redevelopment.
And then we look to repurpose the property in benefit, not only in the tax rolls, but in benefit to the neighborhood.
Mike Stevens lives two blocks from the former church.
I am very happy to see this demolition. I have lived in the neighborhood for 32 years, and it's basically been an eyesore on this corner that whole time. As much as I love preserving old buildings, this is one that was not preservable.
The McKnight District is one of the first planned residential neighborhoods in the United States. It features roughly 900 ornate Victorian homes. The Park Congregational Church was built on the site in the 1800s, but city officials stressed during the demolition announcement Wednesday that very little was left of that historic church after a fire in the 1970s. Records show it was partially rebuilt as the Faith Baptist Church and then most recently owned by the All Nations Church of God. The cornerstone of the church was removed by the demolition contractor, and a time capsule, apparently from the Baptist Church congregation, was discovered. Both will be turned over to the Springfield Museums. The city obtained a court order last fall to tear down the building, and the church owners did not contest it, according to Tina Quagliotto Sullivan, the city's director of disaster recovery.
They actually assented to the court order for the city to do the demolition. It's something that the neighborhood has also supported by an official vote of their neighborhood council. The day it went before the historic commission, the neighbors showed up in large numbers to support the demolition of the building. You know, I think reluctantly realizing that at one point it had been a beautiful building, unfortunately it just no longer is.
Associated Building Wreckers of Springfield was the successful bidder for the job. The total cost of asbestos and hazardous materials abatement and demolition is $104,000. The city is paying for the work from a bond fund. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.